Welcome aboard, round 25. Plenty of betting to be done. And even though the teams were a bit iffy, I think there might be some winners. And these two gentlemen think there might be some winners as well. Joel Kane, Sean Ormerod. Hello once again to you.
I've got the wash of deja vu has just come over me. What's
happened?
What's going on?
We started recording 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This is take two because Joel hijacked the opening with one of his ridiculous, long-winded ideas. I said we cannot possibly open with it. We cannot subject the KO audience to it.
Yeah.
And our audio award, we're going to let you be the judge. We're going to create. We'll do it in a couple of days. We'll give our normal two parts a bit of breathing space, and then we'll pop up a bonus.
That's a bad tease. Mate, it's like a car crash. People want to see it. They want to go there.
We did an interview once, myself and Kerry O'Keefe. It was so bad. It was with someone, Tim Zoo might have fought or something. It was a few years ago. Mm. Gary, someone from England, Gary Corcoran.
Mm.
And we thought, what are we going to do with this? And we said, no, let's pump this up as this is so bad you have to listen.
Yeah.
And we got more tweets about that interview than anything because we said just enjoy how bad this is.
Now, what was the flavour of it? One word answers. Like
one word, very boring. Mm. Just adult.
But give the listeners so what it is a solution to a very boring last round, isn't it?
The tug of war going on is
fascinating. And the tease I'll give you this is 30% of minor premiers in the last 10 years have won the premiership.
Don't hijack
But it's not right. It is not right in other sports like the Premier League, the best team.
So you want the aim of your...
is to best possibly get the best teams in the grand final.
Here's my point. The schedule for round 25 is, I think we need to have a look at the schedule for round 25, i.e. when we put games where. You cannot stop teams from resting players. They have earned that right,
mm-hmm.
and who are you to tell them they can't rest their best players? They're naming their team on Tuesday, so if you bet on the Monday, as I damn well nearly did, I was going to bet the house on Cronulla to beat beat Melbourne. And then the Fox schedule comes out, and I'm on that game at 6 p.m. on Friday, and I tend not to bet on games I call. So I thought thank God, because I think Melbourne have actually named a much more competitive team, in fact, much better team than I thought they would. But my point is this. But they're not lying to you, the teams. This is not the old days of all of a sudden Tom Trbojevic is going to play a number 55 out of nowhere. They've named 20. They're telling you 5 days in advance. My point is the scheduling. Penrith Parramatta as a showpiece game on Friday is now a joke. A joke.
Mm.
South Dragons on Saturday night, which is Fox's main game, and it's on free to air on Nine, is a it's nice to see some kids for South, but
no matter where you play that though, that wherever you schedule that,
and this is my point. And then the last game of the regular season, West's Tigers versus Canterbury. Mm. Are you kidding? So here's my solution, and I won't take.
No,
six
but that
minutes.
Makes sense.
That's
because,
perfect, though.
Yeah, because it gives the finals teams a bit more rest. Yeah. That
what
makes
I'm
sense.
Saying is, there's only three games that matter this weekend: Gold Coast Warriors,
possibly,
maybe.
And that's why you have to play that first.
Yes.
Because Gold Coast are a chance.
Yeah,
okay. I think Gold Coast, and they're only $4 odd to
make
the top
eight. Thursday night's game.
You make them Thursday night and you say, right, set the table. Then the next game has to be Cronulla-Melbourne. You assume that one of those are going to win. Or who's
no,
not?
No.
Canberra.
No, you need Penrith playing before Melbourne because Penrith need the opportunity.
No one cares about the minor premiership.
But
the
how
only
ridiculous
thing that matters
that?
This week is eighth. The only thing that matters this week is eighth. And you've got three games. Oh, and fourth, of course.
Yeah.
But fourth is now... Parramatta's given up on it. The Roosters team, God bless them, they're in all sorts of that.
Let me ask you this. If Parramatta have given up on it, right? We know that.
Yes.
If the Roosters win... If the Roosters get beat, Parramatta's given up on it. Does Turbo...
No. He cannot play. Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. In what world would you want to roll him out?
Yeah, but let's fast forward, right? You can clearly see this, right? Nathan Cleary destroys a reserve-grade Parramatta side, and guess what? Tommy Turbo doesn't play the last game and hands the Dally and medal to Nathan Cleary.
Mm. It's an interesting point. The schedule allows them to manipulate it like that because they're the last of those games. What the hell was that?
They want to start.
That's another idea going off in his head.
So I'm trying to get the Manly team here. They've actually named a strong.
Can we get 21. A light? We need a light bulb.
So they've named their best team, and then the four reserves: Toff Sipley, Moses Sully, Curtis Surin, and Kurt DeLewis. So they've got no ready-made fullback to come in now. They've still got to win.
Yeah, but you don't.
Well, they don't.
No, they don't. They're in the top.
That's right. Roosters lose, Parramatta's going to lose.
They'll know Friday night what they need to do.
Well, I live in a world where I need Jason Saab to score 5 tries, and I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility against that awful North Queensland.
But you know what? With that time difference, it is the difference between Tommy even jumping on a plane up to North Queensland. If he won't even get on the plane. He'll be fully about preparation for next week, if that's the case.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah, it makes sense. I wouldn't want him to play if I was Manly, and I knew I had 4th wrapped up. But my the integrity of the game...
He did sit out a fortnight ago as well. Was it fortnight?
Oh, Christ. Joel's got something ready here.
The Bulldogs and the Tigers have got one thing to play for. Before the 2040...
Don't say pride. They lost their pride,
They've got this to play for. They've got the history books and they've got trivia covered for the next 400 years. Can you take me through this, Dan?
No.
Can you zoom in on this? Jeez. Can you see this at all? You probably can't.
Mate, you've got 15 hours of SEN to spout this.
Tell me what you're looking at there. How easy can you do a 20-40?
Okay. Kick it. Okay. Yeah, but the risk is if you miscue it.
See, the fullback's there.
The team's got it at halfway. Your phone's smashed, by the way. Go and get it fixed.
Just tell the listeners what we're talking about, please, Dan. Off the kickoff, the fullback's up near the 40. The wingers are up. All you need to do is catch it, walk back to the 20, and you have got fields of football in front of you where you just kick it 20-40 so and for the rest of your life you can be the trivia person for doing the one and only 20-40.
Cameron Smith did it and the touchy robbed him. Cameron Smith actually got the 20-40 and the touchy robbed it. So to put a full stop on this, Sean, are you comfortable with the format now, which allows teams to be rested and effectively half the games are now trial games, essentially, or have very little value?
This is the worst I've seen it for the last handful of years. I don't think we got this many potential rest situations last year. This year seems to be an outlier with such a big gap between top and bottom. I don't have a problem with it. What you said before, spot on. If you've earned the right to rest players, then why shouldn't you and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I agree.
So
I got this idea too, just to finish my thing. I'd get rid of Thursday night... Joel, you've annoyed me right from the start today.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do so.
You've annoyed me right... Okay, it's only my, second week back?
Yeah.
4 weeks to go.
Come on, get it together.
I would get rid of Thursday night football in the last round, and I would not announce the schedule for round 25 until the Sunday night of round 24. Therefore, I can doctor the schedule. I don't have to worry about teams having 4-day preparations. That's why I'm getting rid of Thursday night.
Yes.
So I can have Gold Coast v. Warriors first. I can have Canberra v. Roosters, 8 o'clock Friday night.
Mm.
Channel 9, that's a worthy game, Fox main game. And then on Saturday, or Saturday night or Sunday, I have Cronulla versus Melbourne. There you go. You get your minor premiership decided on a big stage, free-to-air television.
I like it.
I thought, okay, what's the problem with that idea? 9 loses a game. Well, here's where I give it back to them. We open the season on a Wednesday night, a festival of football, the opening weekend, and we say the premiers host someone, big game. So Melbourne host Parramatta or Penrith host South.
Yeah.
That's your opening game on a Wednesday night, because by then people are gagging for football. Mm. And your opening weekend is Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday.
What it does do,
thank you.
What it does do is present some good betting opportunities, though, because you can, like, motivation's huge this time of year, and these bets never win, by the way. Mm. But the must win, if they do win, nothing to play for scenarios, and we've got one straight away. If Raiders, what's a must win for Raiders?
Yep.
Then the Sharks have to win either way, but it's more so related if the Raiders have already won the Thursday night.
Yes.
Because that you can't be relying on
Titans not to win by X amount.
Cover, because that could certainly happen. But then if both of those do win, then that Titans game becomes null and void. You've got the over points. Is it surely a tap in there? There's just nothing to play for. Potentially New Zealand as well, which I think look big anyway. So you can find a few angles here.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll get on with the gambling shortly, but we better go in the order we normally do and do Bambi. We left that a bit late last week. I left that a bit late, so let's go. I'm going to go first. I think the crowds in Queensland have been very disappointing. Okay, you can't bag Queensland, and oh, it's the home of rugby league, and it's one. You put Friday night at Suncorp. You had Latrell Mitchell and you had James Tedesco. You get a rare chance to see them live. Now I get that Brisbane people do not buy into the South Roosters rivalry. I totally get that. They had a sprinkling of people. You get to Melbourne Parramatta Saturday night off the back of Cronulla Brisbane. We could barely get to 10,000. Then Redcliffe. We were supposed to put a franchise there, the brain dead 17th franchise that doesn't create an extra game. By the way, we're going to ask. We're in a rights deal. The NRL is talking to Channel 9 as we speak. Do you think 9 are going to say, yeah? Not only will we outbid 7 and 10, but here's an extra $50 million a year for a 17th team that doesn't even create an extra game for us. But anyway. Redcliffe, this beautiful little stadium. Doesn't that Leagues Club look like the place?
Oh yeah.
That just was heaven on earth.
Can you imagine? That'd be like the SCG members' first day of the test, right? Yeah. They call it the Paddington GIF. So these old people that have been members for 60 years are sprinting, right? And the gun seat at the SCG for the first test, right, is the bar in the Noble Stand. Same situation, members and ladies, but the bar at the Noble behind the bowler's arm, but you want the little table. Mm. And, mate, if you crack that, but you got to get there at 6 in the morning, you are set for the day. You're watching test cricket behind glass. You got some seats in front of you if you want to sit down. And what was the point I was making?
You're talking about where to sit at Redcliffe.
At Redcliffe. Yeah. Oh, the Leagues Club. Mm, I'm saying, can you imagine? It's at 8 in the morning. It's probably a 24-hour club. you just set up the night before, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And you just get the thing right in the sun. You got your little...
Imagine if you're sitting there... And all of a sudden, you're just banking at the other end. There's a minute to go. Your team hasn't got the ball. Now there's 20 seconds to go. Your team hasn't got the ball. Yeah. And you need Hamiso Tabuai-Fadou. Oh, and all of a sudden, he's running towards you. Murray Talangi tips it on and he goes...
Oh, my God.
How blessed was
that? I almost gave that money to charity, those winnings. Almost.
Yeah.
I had to cover some losses. But my Bambi, that beautiful little granted Redcliffe, we put Tom Trbojevic on live... you got two games, Manly Canterbury. All right, you know it's going to be a flogging, but you've got a pretty hot Manly team.
Yep.
The late game, what was the late game? That was pretty attractive, wasn't it? Whatever that late game was. Panthers Tigers, you get to see Penrith live. We can't even fill the allocation of seats. Mm. 5,500 for an 11,000 seat stadium when it was 75%.
So does that hurt
capacity.
Their bid?
I think the crowds have been terrible. Now, I brought this up to Gordy because I knew he was going to defend Queensland, and he said, well, the games haven't been marketed at all. You wouldn't know who's on where. And I get that. But all of a sudden, isn't it funny? We have to have a game at Suncorp every week. We have to have a game every week. Well, Brisbane has become Sydney in the last month. They're getting 4 or 5 games a week.
Mm.
You know what they're getting now? They're getting Sydney crowds because now all of a sudden it's a saturated market. People are picking and choosing.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
Too much supply.
So I think this month has hurt Brisbane particularly and Rockhampton. That ground is a cow paddock. It's a cow paddock. But you know what? It's full. It's Saturday afternoon. It looks great. But honestly, that's not an NRL standard venue.
The poor groundskeeper at Rocky just doing his best.
Mate, it's buffalo grass. Mate, you get people with rug burn coming off the field. No, but anyway, no, I love those. I'd rather those country grounds.
So who gets your bid?
I'm 16. We stick at 16.
I totally agree.
Mate, I'd go back to 14 before I went up to 17.
Yeah, I'd make hard rules, and if one of the Sydney teams falter at any stage, well, at that point you go, we need a 16th team, Queensland, in you come.
I honestly thought by now, I thought the league was moving in a direction where they were going to basically send a Sydney team broke.
What?
So basically when the Sydney team came cap in hand, and Greenberg said this about 10 years ago, remember, he said, we're not forking out anymore. And in fact, if a club comes to us and says we need money, we're taking the license.
Of course.
Problem is, the TV money is so good now, and John Grant, the former commissioner, in a bid to win votes over, up the grant to such a ridiculous level. Now the clubs can mismanage themselves and sack coaches and still keep their heads above water. So this plan of having Sydney teams relocate is down the drain. But that is my Bambi. Queensland crowds. You've never heard anyone say anything negative about Queensland crowds. I think they've been disappointed.
That poor groundskeeper. I don't actually have one this week. Don't so you? Take it away.
Okay, well, I've dragged my back up, and this is targeted towards stone throwers, right? So people who just get the phone out and go whack on social media.
Oh, no, you haven't been whacked again, have you?
No, I haven't been whacked, no. No, listen, holy mighty over here. He's given up social media for about 3 weeks. Anyway.
It's about 3 months.
Is it?
So I don't believe it.
Stone throwers.
What game makes you think I haven't given it up? Like, what's your evidence to say I haven't given it up?
If
he's going to cast aspersions,
you know why?
Cast that aspersions.
That's why.
Oh, I'd protest us too much.
Okay, so listen, stone throwers and people who interrupt Bambies. The poor old Dragons got hammered from pillar to post for not signing Dufty. Hammered from pillar to post for not signing. There was a bloody petition that had 16,000 people sign the bloody thing, right? I haven't seen 16,000 people come out on social media and say, you know that blast we gave you about keeping Dufty, and now we see this superstar Tyrell Sloan. I'd like to say sorry, St. George Illawarra Dragons, for bagging what you're doing. The kid's a superstar. The kid is an absolute superstar.
Mm.
So to the stone throwers who serve it up, but at no stage go, well, I'm sorry about that. I may have got it wrong. Well, I propose that.
Not yet. Only because Dufty, you've got to give him a chance at the Dogs. But you're right, Sloan is very good. And these 6 weeks might actually prove to be quite...
This Sloan's very special.
I know, I agree with that. Yeah. That core of young players, if they can all make... Jaden Sullivan's got some...
Got a nice little glimpse of them all together. It did fall away at the end there, but got a glimpse.
Yeah.
But Sullivan's not even a hooker.
No.
He's pretty good.
Mm. But remember the start of the year I said Amone is the one in front of Sullivan at the start of the year? And I think... At 5'8", at the very least, we agree with that. Mm. But I think of all of them, Sloan's the one, comfortably.
Right. You're probably right. And in fact, I bet if you put truth serum into Griffin, he'd say, I regret not playing Sloan more.
Yeah.
Because he could have got half a season under his belt. He's only going to go into the preseason with 5 games. It's a lovely little taste of first grade, but still, he's really wet behind the ears. Why don't you have a Bambi, Sean? You don't have much to do during the week.
Yeah,
can you not find one thing to whinge about?
No, I racked my brain all yesterday and last night, and I'm just in too much of a good place, Dan.
The vitamins. Is it vitamin D from the sun? Vitamin D, is that what it is?
What about Joel asking people to apologise on social media? I mean, what world do you live in? What world?
That's my point.
I love your...
The stone throwers.
I love your... positivity, but that's Willy Wonka stuff.
Yeah. No, it is. I totally agree with it. It is Willy Wonka stuff. It won't happen.
All right,
but I just want people who are constantly being negative and pessimistic just to think about your actions, because you don't get them right all the time.
All right, am I being told to go to a break, or are we going to move on? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to touch on some of the issues from the week, and then we're going to make you some money. Sportsbet, get them onside podcast.
They're sending a message.
Outside, and the field is set to run.
Sorry, everyone. We're still alive in the quaddie.
Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. Start your group and share in the moment. New from Sportsbet.
Now, welcome back, everybody. And we can talk about Latrell Mitchell and the punishment should he got more? Should he got less? Should he stay? That's all been done. That's been chewed up and spat out. I want to know your reaction to the coverage of the whole thing. The Latrell Mitchell, the press conference was unbelievable from Trent Robinson. Oh. You know that was Triple Fox's normal ratings.
Really?
Yeah. More people watched that than the Saturday 3 p.m. game.
Is that right?
More people watched that Fox, did you notice Fox? They knew they were sitting on gold. They replayed the robber.
Yeah.
They just replayed the whole
thing. It was a beauty.
Do you think he got the green light?
Yeah.
From the boss beforehand? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, 40,000. I thought he had to get something because when he, I agreed with nearly everything he said and about the bunker and how is it that the ref doesn't take action unless Joey Manu comes in. All that was right. But as soon as he says, the referees, when they see the Roosters, clown music, you've now invoked their integrity. So yeah. That was his mistake. If he took that back, it's almost a flawless performance.
He made two mistakes, Robbo, and I'm his greatest fan. The first mistake was, you know, the game's big on pushing state of mind, are you okay, all this sort of stuff. Like, the heat that it gets to Henry Perinara.
It's
not deserving. And you can imagine the tough week he's had. So thoughts with Henry, by the way. So that was a failure on Robbo's part. The second part, I think, was, you know, like if he takes Henry's name out of it and doesn't go down the personal angle, but then he also went down the path of making it about the Roosters as if you're wearing a Roosters jump. That's not at all the case.
Yeah.
I'm the number one supporter of Trent Robinson or up there with it. The game is not out to get the Roosters, Dan.
No.
No.
You know.
That's where he really went wrong.
Because
you don't get the public offside by mentioning Henry's name.
No.
You get them offside by mentioning the Roosters' name.
That's
where he went. From a public point of view, that's where he erred. But the hysteria that has surrounded it has been a bit much for me. I don't know where that's come from.
Well, it was Luttrell's behaviour that made it so hysteric, don't you reckon? So when he comes back on and he slams the ball down on Fletcher Baker.
Yeah.
So if he, just to entertain me here, if he immediately sees what he does to Joey Manu and rushes up with great concern, right, and then doesn't do the Fletcher Baker thing, is he any chance of getting 3 weeks, 4 weeks? Do you think what happened following the event and the fireness... No. Firing part of it, did it play a big part?
I don't think
of it?
So. Well, I'd hope not, and I don't think
once
so.
Once Manu's cheekbones,
even if he immediately goes up there with great concern,
doesn't matter.
You don't think so?
Doesn't matter. That was sickening. The image of Joey Manu, and you could see it literally puff up as he walked from one spot to the other. I've never seen this before. Yeah. You actually saw it expand like a balloon.
Well, he blew his. Because apparently, when you.
The sinus
from
pressure.
NRL physio, the air goes from somewhere else it shouldn't be. So it feels like it's building up. So he sort of blew his, like you're popping your ears in an airplane, I suppose.
It's a natural thing to do, though.
And
reckon.
The eye just went...
Have you had that job?
Disgusting. No, Timmy Manor was telling me about he had it. And he said you'd naturally want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you do it, you've been told somewhere not to do
because
it.
Because because when you do that, you are. That's where the air goes
in. It releases the air. Yeah. Don't watch it. I'd suggest not watching it.
I hate the argument. Oh, little, you know, this is a terrible image for the game. Little mummy's not going to let little Johnny play. I think that is a completely overblown argument.
It is.
Except in this case, I actually think this is one of the rare instances where, a guy's got his face smashed in.
Do I want my son or daughter to do that?
That happens very rarely. You know, a high tackle happens in our game, and I don't think the, you know, mummy and little Johnny argument bears much weight, but I thought in this case it did. I can't believe he wasn't sent. I cannot believe he wasn't sent off when you knew, as soon as you saw that first replay, you knew his season was over.
Yeah.
So if you know his season's over, how do you not march him straight away? And I thought South heard badly. Why would you bring him back on? Clearly someone's with him in the dressing room.
Yeah.
You know he's volatile. You know he's steaming, and he came out ready to... We saw the good and the bad. He ran over the team to get to the try line, but then nearly got Baker in the head.
Just on the... and I totally agree with what you're saying about little Johnny, you know, seeing this. And I had this couple once upon a time at a barbecue. It was led by the wife, who both the school teachers, and the wife said, it's a mugs game and their examples are so poor, blah, 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 blah. Every time I've seen this couple, they've been on the drink. And I said to them this time, I said, do you know that, you know, and I'll have a beer in front of my kids, so I'm not saying that, you know, I don't do it, but I said, every time I've seen you, you've been drinking in front of your kids. Don't you think that has more impact on your kids' upbringing than the occasional game of football they see where someone's clocking someone high?
Gee, I'm sure they took that well.
But they were just grandstanding. Yeah. I was like, I had to come back at him.
Yeah. Outside of the it's because it was so graphic, the what happened to his face. That's where it, that's probably where the hysteria arose from that I was on about. But the actual tackle itself, you see a million times worse than that. Mm. Like he didn't lead with the shoulder. He was running a million miles an hour with his chest out. Got it completely wrong. Deserved 6 weeks. But it was the graphic nature of the injury.
Mm. All right, we're going to take a break. I think that topic has been done to death, but wow, what a moment of the game. That was the story of the year, wasn't it? To me, that was...
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, you rule out the Roosters and South in one fair swap.
So do you put South and the Roosters round one next year?
No, you put them...
Round two, round three.
No, round four when Latrell's back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. That means you are... Okay, so you've got them in the prelim final. Have we got that? Well, anyway, you work...
Whatever it is that he's back, yeah.
I like your thinking. All right.
That's one from him.
For our KO... Joel, your ideas are usually pretty good.
It only took you to round 25.
It's the way you ram them home and you are relentless with them. That's my issue. Yes. Don't forget, part three, a very special Joel Kane, Noel Kane.
You haven't used your favourite word, soliloquy. That's generally when you'd use that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's too late now. Yeah. You've taken the charm away. I would call it a parable, what you would do. Yes. So to our audio audience, stay tuned. Part two coming up. As always, Joel.
Most importantly, folks, gamble responsibly. Have a great week.
We have to go! We can't get back to the present to fix the past and save the future! All good, mate! It's just... We're still having our ball day!
Don't miss Sportsbet's new Bet with Mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with Mates, new from Sportsbet.